This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Caudette. Young activists and leaders are taking center stage at this year's Idaho Women's March, with the focus on this year's event being on the future generation of leaders in women's advocacy. Now, since the Women's March began in 2017, there have been marches all over the country. And in Boise, the march has been overwhelmingly organized by teenagers and young adults. And that is not different this year. Joining us today are this year's event organizers, Boise High School sophomores Petra Hoffman and Futuma Monongurwa, and College of Idaho student Kaya Evans. Nice to have all of you on the program.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us on.
Thanks so much for having us. I'm excited.
So, Kaya, can I start with you? And for people who may not be familiar with the march, can you just tell us a little bit about it?
Well, sure. I guess I'll go ahead, and anybody else is welcome to jump in. Well, the march is really just obviously a nonpartisan, but inherently, I think, political opportunity for basically all women, regardless of, I think, personal experiences, to find something communal in a struggle for their own rights and their own empowerment. So it's just an opportunity for everybody to get together and I think find common cause to some extent.
Mm-hmm. And how did the three of you decide to, you know, make this heavy lift and organize the event? And Petra, I'll start with you.
Sorry, I'm in class right now. Could you repeat the question? It's kind of a noisy hallway.
Sure. This is what happens when you're an activist and organizer in high school. How did you exactly, you know, it's juggling all of these balls in the air. How did you decide that you wanted to be a part of this year's organization from an organizational standpoint?
Oh yeah, for sure. Well, I think the Women's March in the past has like definitely uplifted youth voices. But Sam Sandmeyer actually came to me and said, like, we want youth to totally lead this year. And I am always on board for a project that's youth led because I think we do an amazing job. And I love the team. I love Futuma and Kaya. And yeah, that's how I got on board.
And Futuma, you're a former refugee. You are also a sophomore at Boise High School. I'm curious about how your personal experiences have played into really being on a mission to advocate for more female representation and, you know, that diversity.
Yeah, and I'm actually not a sophomore at Boise State. I mean, Boise High. I actually already graduated.
My apologies.
Oh, no, okay. You're totally fine. but yeah, no, this is honestly an amazing opportunity for me, especially since I was raised in Boise, but I was born in Kenya, and my mom has always been my role model. So getting the opportunity to actually relate to what she has done in the past and kind of bring it here, and because I know just within my culture there isn't a lot of like female leadership, so mm-hmm. I'm actually finally doing that, so it's pretty exciting.
And Kaya, you are at the College of Idaho, if I'm correct, and you're majoring in political economy, so I'm curious about the importance of diversity when it comes to political leadership. I mean, we talk about it a lot, right? But we frankly have not seen a lot of that within our country.
Right, I agree. I think we're entering kind of an age with, I guess, the prominence of more youth leaders who I think have adopted different perspectives, where maybe there are opportunities now more than there were before to get diverse representation. But I also think people who are interested in being leaders who come from diverse backgrounds need to be really conscious about, you know, how best to serve those communities and making sure that, you know, representing a diverse background means upholding or uplifting those communities specifically. And so, not that I have any plans to run for office, but if I were, I'd want to, I think, work with a coalition of diverse people who, you know, are willing to set aside differences in the promotion of diverse goals and seeing how well we can meet each group's needs specifically. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
No, absolutely. And I think that, Fatuma, I'm curious about what you think about that, right? With more diversity, because frankly, I think that it scares some people within our country, because I think there's a fear of being pushed out. However, it's a matter of not pushing out. It's a matter of adding, right? And is that what you would like to see when you organize events like the Women's March, right? It's that inclusivity and that diversity, but like you can always make room at the table. Like it just make the table bigger.
That is correct. And I totally agree with that. Because once you have people from different cultures, different backgrounds, you're able to kind of expand on new opportunities. You're able to get like a collective or diverse ideas, which is always good. And that's why I'm very excited that Kamala Harris is the first vice president that's a woman and a woman of color, because I always hear this phrase that women of color are able to advocate and also advocate and kind of push for liberation and push for more freedom for everyone, because they know people of color a lot of the times have struggled more than others. So bringing them up in the front will kind of help them fight for everyone and not just themselves.
Mm-hmm. You know, you bring up a good point, Fatuma, and I wanted to actually ask all of you about your feelings about tomorrow's inauguration, in particular, seeing, as you mentioned, the first female, the first person of color to become the vice president of the United States. And Kaya, I'll start with you. What are your thoughts going into this? And seeing this finally become a reality?
That's a great question. I think to some extent it's inherently uplifting, because I think once you recognize a person who looks like you in a position of power that maybe you didn't think was achievable, you instantly start to kind of break down some of those mental barriers that would keep you from those maybe aspirations. Mm-hmm. So it's amazing for me as a Black woman to see another Black woman be able to achieve a status like that. But I also think the flip side of that coin is kind of like I was mentioning before. I think it's Kamala Harris's responsibility as well, not to kind of settle, I guess, to recognize what her position is, and then to use it to not necessarily be content with the system as it is, but to use her unique perspective to create a better United States for everybody collectively.
And Petra, I'm curious about your thoughts on the inauguration tomorrow, in particular with Senator Kamala Harris becoming the vice president, because you are in high school and I am quite a bit older than you. And in my experience, you know, I didn't know if we would actually ever finally get to the point of seeing a woman in, you know, the second highest office in the United States. However, for you, has it just been something that you knew would eventually happen, or is it, you know, finally, or are you saying, you know, finally, we're finally here?
I really like what you said about making the table bigger. I think that like youth really pushed to make the table bigger in this election, and youth really got Biden and Kamala Harris elected. And I think that beyond that, that goes into like moving forward and youth making the table big enough for younger people and people of color and people with different abilities and different orientations, sexual orientations. And I think we have the power to make that table bigger. We're like mobilized and excited. Like I talk to my peers and the ideas that they come up with or the beliefs or hopes they have is amazing and inspiring. And I didn't always know that a woman was going to be in a position of power like vice president. I was really like put off and sad by 2016 election. And I like really think we were going to be able to get back to a place where women were at the table again. And I'm happy and excited, but I totally agree with Kaya that this doesn't mean settling. This means continuing to push and continuing to make that table bigger.
Right, exactly. Make the table bigger. We will put all of the information on our website. It is January 23rd. It is virtual. We will make sure people can join. Ladies, my apologies. We've got to get out. More Idaho Matters tomorrow.